Up 648.
Accept bid of Faison Construction, Inc. for the North Park Block's Play Area Improvements Project for $1,111,387.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I am going to take a few minutes to go over this project because it's spending taxpayers' money that was approved in the bond measure, and it's important for people to know that we're doing what we said we were going to do. As we all know, the Fix Our Park bond funding goes towards Park's most urgent need in 7 priority areas. Accepting this bid will allow us to begin construction on the North Park Block area. This is the 5th replacement bond playground project to go into construction. Projects will have 21% disadvantaged minority women emerging small business participation, which supports Parks' spending investments on projects equitably. Project manager Robin Laughlin is here to give us an overview of the project.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. If I can get this to load. Okay, we're good. Let's skip over our first couple slides here since we've had such a perfect introduction. Commissioner Fritz mentioned, this is the 5th playground in the Parks bond to be replaced with those efforts. And this is at the North Park Box. I'm sorry. Oh, would you like to not see my notes? So the North Park Blocks are located in Northwest Portland and cover about 3 acres along North Park Block Avenue, stretching from Ankeny to Gleason. And these are some of the oldest parks in the city. We've owned them since 1869. This image shows the location of our project site, where we're between Cooch and Davis, and we'll be focused on the playground area. The project replaces the 1993 playground and will provide much-needed play for this neighborhood and will serve also the Emerson School's outdoor play spaces during the school day. Our total investment in this area of Portland is $1,598,656. As you may understand, the existing play structure is outdated. It has limited play opportunities and does not provide access for all. And the walkways leading to the playground have settled over time, creating tripping hazards for those with mobility issues. This project seeks to renovate the playground. It has had extensive input from the neighbors, from the Emerson School, from the Pacific Northwest College of the Arts, and many of the business owners in the neighborhood. And we've had, through those efforts, had really good positive collaboration with the community and looking forward to bringing these improvements to the neighborhood. The image before you here shows what the playground would be looking like, hopefully in another 3 or 4 months, meeting our goals of accessibility, safety, and inclusive collaborative play. Some of the new features we'll have here are swings and spinning elements. I won't get into all the details here since you're short on time, but we will be adding an additional 800 square feet of play within the fenced area. We will also be doing additional lighting at the playground and providing some accessibility improvements with curb cuts at the 2 of the street corners. We anticipate starting construction in July and hope to be complete by later this fall, hopefully by October, November, depending on the weather. So if you have any other questions, I'll let Larry finish his statements.
I have a question of the commissioner in charge. The North Park Blocks obviously gets a lot of use and has been burdened by a lot of change in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And now we know, with the decision to move forward with the post office site, that the North Park Blocks at the place in front of PNCA is going to pivot and continue into the post office site. And that has potentially significant design ramifications, not only for the site in front of PNCA, but to the extension of the park blocks. Does the work on this particular project impact at all the larger vision of how to integrate the North Park Blocks with the post office site?
No, because it's closer to Burnside. It's between Clutch and Davis. So what you were talking about is down by Hoyt and Flanders. So I think that if anything, it will draw people through. It'll be much more attractive than the current play structure. So it will tend to bring people from the South Park Blocks, O'Brien Square eventually when that's renovated, through this site, and then draw them into, hopefully, the post office site?
Well, just putting down a marker, my hope for the North Park blocks is twofold. I hope at some point we organize a conservancy that engages the neighbors and the businesses to maintain it, because it's a heavily used area that, again, is in the middle of a vastly changing cultural district. And two is, I hope we begin sooner rather than later the visioning process for what will be at the northern terminus, used to be the terminus, and how that will herald the new park that goes into the post office site, because I think we have a unique opportunity to update the North Park blocks.
So obviously Prosper Portland is leading that, but of course park staff are actively at the table, and I know that that's a concern shared by the Community Advisory Committee and the project leaders.
Thank you.
Very good. Any further comments? Anything else to add?
Just the actual procurement report itself is to award the contract to Faison Construction, Inc. At $1,111,387, which is unfortunately 13.4% over the engineer's estimate. There is a total of $239,446, or 21.54% of disadvantaged minority women and emerging small business subcontractor participation for the project. A portion is followed. Disadvantaged business enterprises at $181,346, and emerging small business at $58,100. Since Faison Construction met the city's aspirational goals for DMWESB subcontractor position, we did not ask them to be present for this presentation. However, since they are a certified firm, the total participation for disadvantaged minority and women-owned and emerging small businesses is just a bit short of 80%. If the council has any questions relative to that, I'd be happy to answer them.
Colleagues, any further questions?
Just like to add to what Mr. Pallott just said, that the parks did do a bid analysis to determine why it was over the engineer's estimate, and the answer is building contractors and construction materials are currently in high demand throughout the Pacific Northwest and particularly in the Portland market. So it's a matter of shortage of labor and materials, which is why it's over the estimate.
Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Carla, please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Robin Laughlin, for all your work on all of the projects. I'm really proud of the work that we're doing together. Aye.
Thank you. Wheeler?
Looks great. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you both very much.